First up today on CNN Student News, this Florida resident was in his bedroom last Thursday night. Suddenly, the ground underneath opened up and swallowed him. A sinkhole about 20 feet wide and 50 to 60 feet deep formed underneath Jeff Bush's room. His brother Jeremy talked about what happened when it started.
I heard a loud crash like a car coming through the house. And I heard my brother screaming. So I ran back there and tried going inside his room. But my old lady turned the light on and all I seen was this big hole, real big hole.
Jeremy Bush jumped into that hole to try to save his brother, but he couldn't find him. And officials called off their search on Saturday, partly because of the same reason why workers began demolishing the house. The sinkhole was expanding, and there were concerns the house might collapse at any time. Sometimes sinkholes are smaller. They might cause the ground to sag or cause a small pond to form. Other times, they can be huge, like this one you're looking at right now from Guatemala, or the Great Blue Hole, an underwater sinkhole off the coast of Belize. Florida actually gets a lot of sinkholes, and that's because the ground across a lot of the state is made up of limestone, a sedimentary rock. Nick Valencia explains how that can lead to these sinkholes.
How do sinkholes form? Well, let's break this down for you here. Sinkholes are usually a naturally occurring event. Now, what happens is rainwater, that heavy rainwater, sort of sits on top of that bedrock, sand, and clay. If you take into account Florida's landscape, it's got a lot of that very porous limestone that allows the rain, this acidic rain, to sort of percolate down into the soil, forming these cave-like sinkholes here. And also, sometimes it's drought that causes these cave-like formations, and that's further punctuated by that heavy rain that sort of sits on top of there, causing this to open up. And perhaps some of the scariest scenarios that in Florida is that you cannot predict sinkholes. It's highly expensive to predict them. You have to use very expensive equipment, and it's really tough to pinpoint where these sinkholes are. In fact, it's so common of an occurrence in Florida. All of these little blue dots freckled up and down the state of Florida are past instances of sinkholes. Now here, where it happened on Thursday night and early Friday morning in Hillsborough County at the Bush residence, this is a place that the Florida Department of State says is susceptible to abruptly forming collapse sinkholes. It's an area that's dominated by them, an area that's had problems with sinkholes in the past.